Hello, everyone. So I found out on Thursday that our regular speaker who was scheduled was not able to be here. And I think some of you know that when I'm speaking, I typically just make up a title that sounds kind of interesting, and then I decide what it's going to be. And so I made up this title, How Can We Live Our UU Values in the Complexity of the 21st Century? And I guess I decided that that title is maybe like a little like solving world peace or talking about, I don't know, the purpose of life or something like that. So anyway, it just seemed way too big, way too important, way too complex. So I thought I would just sort of take it down a notch and maybe think a little bit about the joys and responsibilities for us as Unitarian Universalists, things we like about Unitarian Universalism, things that are good for us, and maybe some responsibilities that we have. I think those are some topics that maybe we can wrap our mind around a little bit. So this is my list on why I'm drawn to this religion and why I stay here and the joy that it brings to me. I think you'll probably agree with some of these, and you may have other items on your list, and you may disagree with me on some of these, but here's my list. First, we're encouraged to develop our own theology. That was one of the first things that I did when I came here. There was a course, Frank and Allison were in it, and we had this little book, and we're like, what do you really think? What do you really believe? And so that's what I'm going to do today, is give you a little bit of my perspective on living life as a UU. You'll each have your own perspective, but what I really love is that this religion encourages us to think. It took me a few years to transition from a previous religious thinking that was part of my childhood, but I'm still thinking about my theology now. What do I really believe about things? And it's really still being formed. I can look back at some UU talks that I gave 10 years ago, and they're different from the way that I think now. I think it's good for us to continue to grow in our understanding and how we see the world, how we see each other, and in the religious language that we use or maybe decide not to use to explain our religious understandings. This is a religion, after all, and we have a part in figuring it out for ourselves. It's not revealed to us from one source. We don't have a creed or a formal statement that tells us how we have to think. I looked up, what do Unitarian Universalists believe, on Google. The first two sources were from Wikipedia and the Free Speech Center at MTSU. So I checked those out. Wikipedia says, Unitarian Universalism is a liberal religious movement characterized by a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Unitarian Universalists assert no creed, but instead are unified by their shared search for spiritual growth. Sounds pretty good. Free Speech Center at MTSU says Unitarianism is a form of Christianity that denies the doctrine of the Trinity, whereby God is manifested as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to go with the Wikipedia definition. Now, the second definition really explains our heritage and our past, but it's not how most UUs see our religion today. But to be fair, the Free Speech Center goes on to say that Unitarian Universalism is a theologically liberal, inclusive belief system. That part of that definition I think I can agree with. So we know that members of our Unitarian Universalist congregations have many different religious ideas. Some are Christian, Jewish, pagan, Buddhist, humanist, agnostic, atheist. We could go on. Some UUs may talk about being theist or deist. Others just say they're Unitarian Universalist. I'm a Unitarian Universalist. I love that we're a patchwork of ideas and beliefs, and that we can appreciate how each of us views the world without also having to think the same thing. The second joy, we're part of a long tradition of people of faith. We have a past, and it's an important past. It was in the middle of the 1500s in Transylvania, the countries that are now Romania and Hungary, and in the middle of the 1600s in England before people formed religious groups based on Unitarian ideas, even though Unitarian ideas had really been around for hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years before. The early Unitarians did not believe in the Holy Trinity of God. They didn't believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They believed in the unity of God. The religion also stressed the importance of rational thinking and each person's direct relationship with God and the humanity of Jesus. The American Unitarian Association was founded in 1825, and Universalist beliefs have been proclaimed really for almost 2,000 years, beginning in 200 CE. But Universalism really became widespread when English Universalists came to America in the late 1700s. They came to escape religious persecution. The Universalist Church of America was founded in 1793, and the early Universalists were Christians who believed in universal salvation. They did not believe that a loving God would punish anyone in hell for eternity. They believed that everyone would be reconciled with God eventually. The two religions, Unitarianism and Universalism, merged in 1961. Now, Unitarian Universalism no longer holds the traditional Universalist belief that all are chosen, or the Unitarian one, one God, but the religion does draw on the heritage of both religions. And many members of UU congregations today are strong believers in either Unitarianism or Universalism, or both, and UU is still committed to social justice, as were both the Unitarians and the Universalists from the early history in our country. Here's a couple of quotes from ministers to show our current connection to those historical beliefs of the past of Unitarians and Universalists. William Ellery Channing, a Unitarian minister who lived from 1780 to 1842, said, "Every mind was made for growth, for knowledge, and its nature is sinned against when it is doomed to ignorance." So there's the value of learning and reason that's important and has always been important for Unitarians. Hosea Ballou lived from 1771 to 1852, a Universalist minister. Here's the supposedly a story related to him. Someone said to him, "Brother Ballou, if I were a Universalist and feared not the fires of hell, I could hit you over the head, I could steal your horse and your saddle, and I could ride away, and I could still go to heaven." Hosea Ballou looked over at the person and he said, "But you know, if you were a Universalist, that idea would never occur to you." So the importance of living our values that was a part of Universalism from back in the day is still important to us. So as current UUs, we have a rich tradition to learn from and to build on. And I think that's good because we can draw inspiration from these early Unitarians and Universalists. It's a joy that our religious tradition has a long history and it still informs our ideas for 2024. Three, another joy. We're part of a long tradition of involvement in social justice. These quotes from Unitarian minister Theodore Parker, who lived from 1810 to 1860, illustrate the long-standing belief of Unitarians in social justice causes. He said, "Democracy means not I am as good as you are, but you are as good as I am." This talks a little bit about the worth and dignity of all of us. Another quote. Many people think this quote was a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. quote, but it was really from Theodore Parker's statement, and Dr. King actually credited Theodore Parker with this. Here's Theodore Parker's quote. "I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one. My eye reaches but a little ways. I cannot calculate the curve and complete the figure by the experience of sight. I can divine it by conscience. And from what I see, I am sure it bends toward justice." So UUs have been involved in social justice movements from their early beginnings, with both the Unitarians and the Universalists opposing slavery, supporting education, working for the right for women to vote, and so many issues up to this present day. Now, I will say we haven't always gotten this thing right in social justice activities, but we try again when we don't. It's a joy that our values tell us that we need to speak truth to power and that we need to be active to ensure justice in our communities. Mark Morrison Reed describes a religious community this way. He said, "There's a connectedness, a relationship discovered amid the particulars of our lives and the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. It is the church that assures us that we are not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential, for alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength is too limited to do all that must be done. But together our vision widens and our strength is renewed." Fourth joy. Our spiritual practices and spiritual sources are different for each of us, and they can be all kinds of things. We can find spiritual practices in many activities, and I love that. It might be a book or a poem or a beautiful sunset for me. It might be playing music or making art for you. Or maybe your spiritual practice is walking or gardening. These choices we make in spiritual practices that work for us are important in giving us rest, relaxation, contemplation time, growth, and energy. As an illustration of poetry as a spiritual practice, this is one of my favorite readings from the UU hymnal. It's number 552, and it's written by Nancy Wood. These words remind me that I can find peace in nature. She wrote, My help is in the mountain where I take myself to heal the earthly wounds that people give to me. I find a rock with sun on it and a stream where the water runs gentle and the trees which one by one give me company. So must I stay for a long time until I have grown from the rock and the stream is running through me. And I cannot tell myself from one tall tree. Then I know that nothing touches me nor makes me run away. My help is in the mountain that I take away with me. Words with meaning are important to my spiritual practice. We make meaning from our spiritual practices, and it's a joy to have the opportunity to find something that resonates with us as an individual that we could draw inspiration from. I won't leave this without mentioning Mary Oliver. She's a kind of a UU institution. I don't think she was ever officially a UU, but her writings are also important to me, and there are actually three of those in our UU hymnal as well. So we all have spiritual practice if we think about it. I love it that we can choose these. We might choose prayer or meditation, or we might choose many, many other kinds of things. Five, fifth joy. We constantly deal with change and challenge in our belief and faith systems as you use. I do think that's a joy that we're always challenged by this. As Tom Owentall explains it, our religion posits a relentless encounter with a shifting reality. A bumper sticker that says, "I found it," that might work for some churches, does not work for Unitarian Universalism. Our bumper sticker might say something like, "I have found something valuable for now." Reverend Doug Kraft wrote that Unitarian Universalism is not about having a rock to hold on to. Rather, he said, it is about learning to swim in the river. He suggests that UU churches are about exploring and experiencing and navigating the twists and turns of life, and are not churches where we climb out on the rock to sit and to be safe. I like that we continually challenge ourselves about our beliefs, and as the environment changes around us, we adapt. Number six, it's a joy. We have traditions in our congregations that are shared around the world with UUs, and we have some that are just ours. There's a connection in the many ways that we are like other congregations. For example, many UU congregations have a flower communion, a water communion. Most congregations light the chalice. We have hymn books and hymns that we sing from. These are all common activities in our congregations. But there is that joke that says, when you've been to one UU church, you've been to one UU church. So that reminds us that our congregations are unique. We're not like a fast food restaurant with all the menu items and the processes looking and feeling the same. So a little bit about our congregation. We were founded 61 years ago by some people who just wanted to get together and discuss the issues of the day. The issues of the day in the early 60s would have been about civil rights and treating people fairly and some political issues of the time. We still have a lot of those same values, the culture that was created in the early 60s, but we're writing a new story of our own. We became an official welcoming congregation in 2008. That has to do with welcoming LGBTQ plus people, and it is something that's on the website for the UUA and also on our website. That we're welcoming to everyone. We had our first gratitude communion here in 2008. I went to a conference and talked about that, and like 15 people came up to me and said, "What is that? Tell me how to do it." And so I think some other congregations went back and did that, but we've been doing those for a long time. We had our first congregation retreat in 2008. We started doing a program called Second Hour in 2009. We don't do those every Sunday now, but we do them occasionally. Our name was Unitarian Fellowship of Murfreesboro for a long time. We added the Universalism in 2010. We got a choir in 2011. Choir's been around for a while. We began holding virtual meetings, of course, on Zoom in 2020 due to COVID, and we did that for a year. We're working on growth. We're working on, for example, getting a part-time minister and talking about that for our future. So I think that's great that we have all these commonalities, but we can also be unique in our congregations at the same time. Seven, another joy. We gather to build community. We find comfort here. When you ask people, why do you come to church at UU? Most people, the first thing they say is looking for community. We look for community. We listen to our joys and concerns. We greet each other. We sing together. We meet new people. It's important for us to be in community. According to Paul Razor, this religion is an invitation, not a mandate. He says UU calls us to live with ambiguity, to engage in dialogue, to be open to change, and to take commitment seriously. For he says, this is a faith without certainty. Here, my truth may be different from yours, but what we have to say about our individual theologies adds to a mosaic of our UU tradition. A UU minister named James Luther Adams, who lived from 1901 to 1994, said, church is a place where you get to practice what it means to be human. So that's what we do here. We practice what it means to be human, another joy we have as Unitarian Universalists. 8, we have values that are shared with other UUs that are important in explaining who we are, our principles and our sources. We make these up, and we agree to them in a democratic process, and we change them every once in a while. We don't have a creed, but we do agree on statements that explain our values. We come together every so often at our conferences, and we talk about the documents, and we talk about making changes. Reverend Doug Mooter said, I don't think of the principles of beliefs at all. I think of them as visions. He says the 7 principles are really more a challenging spiritual path than they are beliefs. Mooter said, let me be blunt about this. None of those things from the principles really exist. He said the Hubble telescope is never going to snap a picture of the independent web. Neither worth nor dignity nor the right of conscience is ever going to be observed under a microscope. What we're really doing when we affirm and promote those principles is committing ourselves to imagine those visions into existence. When we see or feel what might be related to these principles, we want others to see it too. So these principles can become reality and not just a vision. So it's a joy that we have these value statements that we're working to make real in our world. 9. We like our comfortable clothes and our comfortable shoes, and we can wear them to church. I like that. We are a come-as-you-are and come-as-you-are-comfortable place. 10. We can be both optimistic and pessimistic about the world at the same time and still have the energy to work to make things better. This is the portion of the talk that I think is about how we can live our values in the 21st century, but I don't really know the answer. Our world is so very complex. I think it's common for us to be at a loss about different sides of issues these days. How do we respect everyone when some despicable things are happening? What side do we take when we see both sides and both sides have some rights and some wrongs? How do we protect individual rights and ensure fairness for everyone? How do we work within a system that is broken and seems not to protect groups of people we hold close and our social justice brains tell us we need to protect? What about government and politics? How do we get those systems to work for everyone? What is true and right and just? I don't know that I know the answers to any of those questions, but I do think we UUs are grappling with these questions and many, many others. How do we have an impact on our communities to answer some of these questions in ways that respect people and also consider the common good? 11. I think it's a joy that we're organized and spontaneous and disorganized at the same time. We still make progress here at UUFM and in our larger UU movement. I really do love our system of getting things done in the larger UU movement. It's a bit of chaos and also a bit like an orchestra playing beautiful music. This takes work to hear all sides, to be fair in consideration of the direction of our UU Association of Congregations. In the UUA, at these meetings, there are often loud and passionate conversations about how much time and energy and money to put toward various activities. Are we representing some issues more than we should? Are we minimizing some important needs? Are we respecting the individual congregations? The we of the UUA is really us. Just like the government, the we is really us, the citizens. Our processes can be messy, but also effective. We just have to stay in covenant to work things out. And UUFM is a bit like that too. We kind of figure it out as we go along with our policies and good ideas for members. We try to respect each other, be civil in how we deal with each other. We stay in covenant until we work through ideas and develop consensus. We take a step forward, we take a half step back, we take 2 steps forward. As the song says for the larger movement and for our congregation, when things don't go smoothly, we can always begin again in love. So now, what are our responsibilities as UUs? If we have all these joys, then what are our responsibilities? Here's what I think I see as my responsibilities. 1, It's hard to be a Unitarian Universalist. How we live as you use takes work. After all, we don't have a prescribed way of being or thinking. This is ours to figure out. So we have a responsibility to work on our spirituality, figure out what activities are important for our lives. And if we do this, we can make meaning for ourselves that will help us know how to be in the world. And I think we are called to be our best selves. Second responsibility. I think we're also called to make the world a better place. This is our UU heritage, to be present, to be involved, and part of the solution to issues in our communities and in our world. We are known as the love people because UU show up at social movements with the Side with Love shirts. We're also the Speak Truth to Power people. Our movement has not been passive, a stand on the sides kind of religion. We roll up our sleeves and make a difference, and I think that's our responsibility. Three, live a life on purpose. I think that understanding our goals and dreams and our purposes as individuals is important. We can live out our values in the ways we choose to spend our time. We must also remember to take care of ourselves so that we have the energy and the strength to live a purpose-filled life. Fourth responsibility, we are evangelists. Well, no. Really, we're not. We're not. That was a tradition of the early Universalists. They would have tent revivals all around the United States, and they had something like more than a million people on their rolls at one time because they would sign you up. They were evangelizers. But, you know, not so much for us these days. But, you know, the world needs our message of love and compassion and making things right for everyone. So maybe we should be evangelists. We have so much to offer our communities and the world. Think how much our congregation could do if we had 100 or 200 or 500 members. Of course, adding numbers to the congregation is not enough. Being a real presence in Murfreesboro requires more UUs here, but it also means those responsibilities to grow as individuals and as a congregation in those areas that I mentioned earlier. Figuring out our spirituality, using our energy to make the world a better place, living our lives on purpose, that those are all important as well. But a little evangelizing wouldn't hurt us. A previous UU president used the slogan, "We can be the religion for our time," in his election. And I think that's true today. David Miller wrote in an article on the UU website, "If we truly believe in the power of this faith to change lives, if we truly try to practice the principles listed on our hymnals and websites, if we truly believe that our historical and theological lineage of love infused with reason, deeds over creeds, and a desire for a just, kinder, and more compassionate world, why is there anyone not wanting to grow and sing Unitarian Universalism from the highest mountains and the tallest peaks?" And that's my take on our joys and responsibilities. Thank you.